We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the New Nasty Boys. I'm your co-host this morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you decide to watch or listen to this thing, Billy DeVore. And no, we're not in the fart dunge. Not happening. We are across the country. We are in Seattle. And yeah, after years of promising it, we finally are recording here. And I have some friends. How about that? So we'll go around the horn here. Introduce yourself, good sir.
Jake Polson. Happy to be here.
You've returned.
I have returned.
You have returned with a vengeance.
Long time listener, first time caller. You know.
And then next to you is...
Matt Devan from Cincinnati, Ohio, here visiting Seattle, Washington.
Ooh, lifelong Reds fan as well. They all know Jake.
They've already decided to be on the pod.
Yeah. Well, this wasn't really like decided. I was like, I'm making an executive decision. We're finally recording. And then, at the end of the couch...
Lucas Dusablin, and we are doing this from my lovely abode here in Seattle, Washington. Glad to be here, and go Reds.
Go Red Legs.
Go Red Legs,
hell yeah, dude.
We are all brought here because of the Reds. I mean, it lined up. We were like, you know what? They played in Cincy last year. This year, we're like, we're all going to make the trip and do it. And I'm glad we did.
It was a great move.
It was an excellent move.
Oh, yeah.
So, all hardcore baseball fans, baseball brings us together. At some point in another in our lives, we have played with or against each other on a baseball team.
Lots of Little League games. So many. You're on the damn Yankees, am I right?
You are.
Oh, we sure were. It was a pain just to wear the hat.
Oh, my God. I wear a Marlins hat, so it was not any better for me.
Oh, God, that's awful.
It was horrible.
And this was, before, what was that? This was, 2000.
Yeah, 2000, 2001, between World Series championships, apparently. Who would have thought?
Yeah. The classic fish logo, though. Way better than the new one.
Yeah, than the bright neon orange M.
Yeah.
The Art Deco cocaine M. Yeah. So, pretty rad. And I don't know. Oh, God, I am sweaty.
You a little hot up here?
I'm just horny. I'm just so horny that we're finally doing it. It's great. We've had a great weekend so far. And yeah, guess what? You're getting this on Monday morning because we wanted to give you a little bit of an more extensive look at the M's since... Two of these guys live out here and watch almost every game, so they'll be able to give you some more deets going into this series, so pretty awesome. I ran out of breath there. Oof, that was... Too much salmon. We had a lovely dinner. We cooked up some salmon, some long rice. Not short, long, very important that
it
we
was
say long.
Very, very long rice.
Very long rice. Yeah.
Extremely long
you
rice.
You wouldn't believe how long this rice was.
It wrapped around our fingers. Are we sure it wasn't rice, not pasta? Yeah. Not even sure anymore. I think this is also the most people we've had on the podcast at one time.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Setting records.
Dude, we're doing a lot.
Hell yeah.
Farthest ever we've recorded away from Cincinnati, Ohio. Most people on the pod. Most sweat I've ever had on the pod, probably.
I doubt that, actually. I'm going to immediately call bullshit.
Yeah. I've been violently hungover doing this thing. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, Lucas Sims look good.
I just sweat a whole bottle of whiskey.
When we do our part two, we're going to hit a new record for number of beers consumed, too. Because there are four of us.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, shit.
Yeah, because I normally know better get going. Because it's on a Monday, record Monday night, go into the week, and then don't drink. But now we're on vacation, so we're getting loosey fucking goosey, boys.
Mm.
So let's just fucking launch right into it. It just keeps getting worse and worse with these uniforms from Fanatics. It's brutal. First of all, the Mariners have not gotten their Sunday creams. How embarrassing is that?
It's only their best look.
Yeah, no shit.
Way to put these on layaway.
Yeah, we're going to let them accrue interest. Yeah, we actually put these uniforms in a Roth IRA. So you already pay the taxes on them. But we want them. Too fucking bad.
Too bad.
That on top of it, the Dodgers, sorry, not the Dodgers, the Brewers and the Rangers don't have their City Connect uniforms yet.
And who needs them?
Yeah, right?
That's like the most fun thing about the entire, you know, uniform situation in baseball.
Yeah.
The City Connects, they were so fun. Let's just get rid of it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like the teams do entire nights dedicated to it or anything.
Right, where it's just like, you know, we're going to create a unique, fun thing that you can plan around, but fuck you.
Yeah.
How about you eat a dick? My favorite part is that they said it was a miscommunication and that the teams didn't even want these uniforms till May. How much do you buy that?
Not a single bit.
Not at all?
We, you know, we thought about it, and yeah, we're going to really wait to have our best look out on the field, because you know, we don't want to blow our load too early.
No. We have home and away unis we got to sell first.
Yeah.
Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole uniform, it's just all bullshit. I mean, the fact that they don't have them yet is just ridiculous. I mean, it brings people to the ballpark. You gotta rally the fans around this. And yeah, everything that's going on with Fanatics right now is just a joke.
Oh, it's a nightmare. Like, Lucas, you used to work at the Mariners Pro Shop.
Sure did.
I can't even imagine what they're going through.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was funny. We actually stopped by one of the auxiliary team stores today just to check it out, see what was going on. And they had the big, beautiful, lovely letters on every one of those jerseys, including a Big Dumper jersey with Big Dumper on it. Not pitching the jersey sales here, but oh my God, it was fantastic. I don't know if they're recalibrating from that, though. Are they selling the little letters yet? Are they even trying to? Are they getting through stock? I mean, when we get to that point, it's gonna be horrible for these teams.
So how a lot of pro shops make their unis, like when you're like, oh, I want a dumper, they have a bunch of letters and they heat press them on in the back anyway.
Sure.
So basically they're transitioning from the replicas already having this to the authentics now having this. Where it's like, we're going to let it get worse for the players, too.
And it's just a shame, too, seeing that jersey in the pro shop. And they look amazing.
So
and you
good.
Forget, like, how great it actually was until you see the new uniforms on the field.
Yeah. It's like, it's just a great example of when Bryce Harper was just like, you know, I'm going to go back to the old jersey. Comes out and the letters are huge. You can see what his last name is.
Dude, what a baller move.
Yeah.
Do you think more players are going to do that this season?
I sure hope so. I don't know if anyone has the guts to, but if he did it, I mean, Bryce can get away with a lot in the game, and he's a well-paid player, a great reputation, but I really hope he starts the trend here, because I want more of it. Come on, baseball.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Do you think MLB's going to step in and be like, hey, you can't do that and start finding
players?
Yeah,
are you going to find players? Yeah. Yeah, I think that's definitely going to happen.
I mean, it's Rob Manfred.
Yeah, they don't like seeing people have fun.
Like, are you enjoying yourself? You should pay for that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the trophy's called.
Well, it started with number 42 on Jackie Robinson Day, right? Griffey wanted to wear it. They gave him a little exemption to do it. And now look, every Jackie Robinson Day, we have that beautiful number 42 on the back of every jersey. Who knows if this is going to be a trend? If players want to do it and they have a few in the locker.
Honestly, one of my favorite days in baseball.
Same, and it's coming up.
Yep.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Oh,
it will be there.
It will be there.
Hell yeah.
What are the odds that... What are the odds Jackie Robinson puts up?
One of them shows up.
Pretty low.
Billy, I have bad news for you.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not into the crushing dreams business, but you're going to want to temper your expectations.
Well, I just got smoked, huh? Cool, I just made a donation to FanDuel before I left. Who knows? Are they going to have hologram Jackie Robinson out there?
We're a few years away, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're almost there. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to assume that Ken Griffey Jr. is throwing out the first pitch tomorrow.
I would hope so. No.
It's his bobblehead.
I know.
Week. Like, he'll be there, so.
Yeah.
It'd be nice. It'd be fun to see him.
And then he just like pulls a Randy Johnson and just starts like hits shooting photographs. And, yeah, it's, yeah, it's just.
Yeah, it's, oh my god, that was a bald eagle.
He pulls the giant lens out, it swoops and just murders a bird.
Just a Seahawk just comes flying in.
That would be amazing. Oh my god. So yeah, I would. Yeah, there's. Is there a different bobblehead each night?
So there are two. There's like a home jersey and away jersey of the same bobblehead.
And it's Ken Griffey Jr. leaping in the outfield wall.
Yeah, it's the he's got the foot planted on the wall, going up and getting it.
Yep. Yeah,
it's a beautiful bobblehead. Yeah,
iconic.
Dude, I wanted them to redo the bobblehead of him fracturing his foot, and it's just the leg bobbles up and down, just his ankle bobbling.
It's just, and then we get home, and it's like the Ken Griffey Jr. bobble of him rounding third. And you just, you get to play his little tendon bounces around his knee.
Yeah, that's the Reds one, though.
Of course. Yeah. Well, that's the third one, for that's the Reds one, and that's, they're really messing with us.
It'll be their 90s series, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, or here are like 2000s, yes.
Yeah. With you guys living here, you know, you two, Seattle takes claim to Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, it was the best years of his career.
Excuse me.
He's iconic.
Yeah. He's a White Sox legend.
God damn, you're really?
Right. The number 17 legend lives on, you know? But, like, okay, right. Seattle got his best years. Born and raised in Cincinnati, Ohio. Spent a lot of time in Cincinnati as a Red. What city actually gets to claim him?
It's Seattle. He was the face of baseball for a decade in a Mariners uniform.
Okay.
And like when you picture him too, the kid, the backwards hat, like it's the Mariners.
It's all in a Mariners uniform.
But he also fell asleep in a recliner in a Mariners uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That endeared him even more to this city. What are you talking about?
Right? That's what seals it for me then. That's definitely what seals the deal. All right. That was a pretty easy one.
I thought it was easy. When I moved here at first, I was reluctant. I was like, okay, he's the kid. He's from Cincinnati, Ohio. I remember when he got traded.
Yeah. Oh, that was huge.
Jim Lowe making the biggest move of his career and he's gonna save his job. I thought for sure he was going to be a Cincinnati guy and telling everyone around town, oh, look, I'm from Cincinnati. I've got Griffey on my side, right? No, he's a Mariner. He'll always be a Mariner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, so many iconic looks in Mariners and plays and, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, he tore more ligaments in Cincinnati.
That's true.
It's super true. I'm so excited. What new ballpark food do I need to explore and grab while we're at T-Mobile?
I forget. Did we, last time you were up, did we do the crickets?
Oh, we did crickets.
We did do the crickets.
They're disgusting.
I mean, I like them.
What?
They just taste like the seasoning you put on them.
It's salty. It's not that bad. If you close your eyes, you wouldn't know what you're eating.
I think the real bummer is when you get like a leg, little cricket leg in between your teeth, and it's like, and you know what it is. It's like, all right, well, this is unsettling. But outside of that, they're pretty good.
They're really good.
I got to say, the one thing I'm excited to try again when we were back here in 2019 are the crab cake Old Bay fries.
They still slap, dude. They're so good. I get some.
I still dream about those things.
Those things have saved my life multiple times. Yeah, I was about 9 bodhisattvas in, and I was like, I should eat something. It's the 6th inning.
So is it top or sideways 6?
Yeah.
Fry, fry, fry.
Am I cut off from the fries too? They said no more beer.
What else do we have, though? There's the Mitchwitch, right?
Yeah, the double Mitchwitch. Yeah. That thing just genuinely looks good.
Describe that. What's that like?
So it's we got two of the best Mitches in baseball. We got Mitch Haniger, Mitch Garver,
right?
And that's the Mitch Garver side is a Cuban sandwich.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty much your standard Cuban.
Okay.
And then I think the like Haniger side.
In a parking lot?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. A lot of gold chains on this sandwich. and then the Haniger side is like a fancy California club.
Ooh.
Grilled chicken, bacon, halloumi cheese, my shit up, and a fried wedge of avocado.
I will be getting that.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds so good.
I'll be getting it too. That sounds great.
Yeah, and then I saw the other thing was the crab pizza, which we already had,
mm-hmm.
which whoever's watching, listening, it's Moto Pizza, which is a Detroit-style pizza with crab on top of it. It's delicious. That's about it. It's just it's yeah, just it's delicious. Yeah. It's so good. It's
not
just
as much as it could be.
Moto
pizza.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So there's that, and they don't have beer bats yet, correct?
Not to my knowledge. I haven't seen any of that yet. Not to my knowledge.
Now, question for all of you: did I make a mistake not packing my Reds beer bat?
I think so.
Apparently, if you need it, then you did make a mistake.
Okay.
There's no replacement, unfortunately.
None? All right. Well, then I need someone to overnight it to me so I can have it for Tuesday. At least have it for one so I can get on a broadcast swaying in a seat. Like, ooh, I think I need crepe fresh.
Well, you're in the land of Bezos. You can get that overnight.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. They'll drone it to you.
Yeah. So this is something that we asked, Chris and I talked about, and I would like to get your guys' opinions on this fact. So you can bring a beverage into the ballpark, right? If it's sealed, like water or Diet Coke, not sure. Booze, right? Yes. Say you take a beer bat and you fill it full of chili. Mm. Is that a beverage or is that food?
Is this a TSA situation again? Like, can you bring chili through TSA? Because that's usually my litmus test. I bet you could. Who's going to stop you? If you have a bat full of chili when you're walking into a stadium, I'm not stopping that man. If I'm working security.
Honestly, respect.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. There's a non-zero chance that it's diarrhea.
Tip your cap to that guy.
Sure. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, also, like, the beer bat I have, it like, from Detroit, like, you put it has a top on it, and so that way you can, like, seal your drink.
Mm, so or, it's corked?
Yeah, it's good corked chili. Corked chili.
They charge you a corkage fee when you walk through the stadium.
I mean, that would be fair.
What vintage is this?
Oh, 2024. Good chili year. Yeah, corkage fee, that's great. Okay, but is it food or is it a beverage?
Oh, so sealed. It's got a. I mean, it's beverage. Even though it's chili, it's sealed. You're bringing it in.
Everyone beverage. Knows you're gonna chug
you're
it.
You're gonna chug it. You're
everyone
chugging
everyone
it.
Already
it's a
knows.
Beverage.
So
yeah. Okay, fair enough. Okay, all right.
Let us know how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to do it when I get home.
I'll be in a different security line.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to do it when I get home. I didn't bring chili, Cincinnati chili, with me out here.
Yeah, you dick.
You didn't ask!
Do I have to?
Yes!
Oh, all right. I wasn't kind enough to bring a can and leave it down.
I did, yes.
What? Whoa!
I did, yes.
All right, thanks for showing me up,
hey,
Dick.
It was, you know, you brought the beer, I had to bring the chili.
That is true. I did bring, we did the math. I brought 18 pounds of beer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
18 pounds. Fun to split between two checked bags. And the thing that broke the camel's back on my back was this equipment. So we were going to have to record, or Alicia was leaving me. Oh, she did threaten it. So, all right, that was good to think about. That was great.
It is pretty serious. You should really contemplate that. Yeah.
Extremely serious. You know, I have to go back to the chili bat. Are you just chugging this chili, or are you taking it, and are you, like, drizzling it throughout your ballpark food experience?
Ooh, I could add it to, like, things that don't already have chili.
Yeah.
Okay, it'd be like a chili teeny.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. Put a couple olives on top.
Hell yeah.
You could also just have it drizzle behind you like a snail trail wherever you went in the stadium, and you'd be able to retrace your steps.
Oh, excellent point.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be like the Reese Pieces for Eminem. Reese Pieces for Eminem. Reese Pieces for E.T. Oh, there's a little bit of chili. Billy's been here. Oh, there's more over there. Oh, looks like he went to Porkopolis.
There he is. We've been looking for him all day.
Found him just...
Or every time Martini hits a home run, you have to chug it.
Fuck yeah. Finish. Now we're talking.
Yeah, every time Nick Martini homers, you have to finish your beer bat. We should probably make beer bat rules for watching in a game, you know? Like, we had the pitching clock drinking game last year. So now we just have to, like, beer bats are around. Here's what you have to do when you are at the game drinking. Like, single, one drink, double, two drinks, triple, three, home run, half the bat.
You finish that drink.
You finish the bat.
You finish that
you
drink.
Here we are still talking about chili in this bat, right?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. How about this? Whatever beverage you want in it at this point, or food item. Decided
that chili is a beverage.
It is a beverage.
It is a beverage. Chili, great over ice.
Oh.
A nice gazpacho Cincinnati chili.
I love the stuff, but I am popping it on ice.
You know, with some hot cheese.
Yeah, I don't want it watered down.
That's called Gold Star.
Oh, what an excellent bird. That's nice. I'm real proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I guess we should get serious and talk about the Reds, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the week. The Reds, it was a tale of two series for sure. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Brewers. They didn't play the fourth game because of rain. There was probably a 2.5 hour gap where they could have played, but chose not to, which I think was the smart move because the Brewers had our number that week. And then went out to Chicago to play the 4A Chicago White Sox.
Hey.
Hey, sorry. You're on your list. Boy, we'll get to that in a minute.
Sure will.
But, they just smoked them. They scored 5. The White Sox scored 5 runs, 4 of them were today.
Yeah.
Easy sweep. Clean, easy sweep. Wish we could play them for 162 games.
Yeah, it'd be nice if they were in the division.
Gotta be great.
And one of the best things about that game was the first time the White Sox scored a run, just the sarcastic applause in the stadium yeah. from the White Sox fans, like, holy shit, you guys finally did it.
Good for you.
Glad we paid to be here.
Yeah.
This is great. The only person actually clapping who was excited was the Eminem racing jacket guy.
Yeah, dude.
What a legend.
Yeah.
He seems to be everywhere all at once. I'm amazed.
Yeah, he's retired, doesn't miss... I don't think he's, like, ever missed a game. One of the best was a couple years ago on Sunday Night Baseball. Eminem racing jacket guy, Miami Marlins man.
Yes.
And front row Amy were all together.
Talk about a trio.
That is baseball right there. True fandom.
Almost the full Mount Rushmore of baseball fans.
Yeah, okay, great question. Who's the fourth?
Who is number four?
Bartman.
Bartman?
Or that one guy who caught all the home run balls and stole them from the kids and had like 100 and some odd baseballs.
That's right. I forget
that's his name, but he seemed like a jackass.
Yeah.
And he was at every game all the time.
Yeah, he's banned from, I think, like half the ballparks.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a tweet at the beginning of, like, before the White Sox series, and it's like, hey, heads up, this guy's going to be in town. Make sure you block wherever he is.
Hide your kids.
Hide your kids. Hide your balls. Yeah, he's such a schmuck. How do you ruin home runs for kids like that? I don't know.
Terrible person.
Yes. Terrible person. What does he do with all those balls?
Sells them back to the parents.
That would be savage.
Oh, you know, your kid actually caught this? Yeah. $50.
Yeah, I saw you knock him down a flight of steps.
Yeah, I watched you backhand my child. $75.
And it made me just so hard.
Made me so rigid. But to start, like, per usual, let's break down the starters. Graham Ashcraft on Monday. Chris and I touched on a little bit, but I wanted to take a look when it was finally available from pitcher list. 40 sliders, 27 cutters. No, sorry. Oh, my gosh. I am blind. 40 sliders, 37 cutters, 22 sinkers. Where's the curveball?
I just don't think it's working for him right now. And just kind of got to scrap it.
But I want it.
I mean, if it's hittable.
Sure.
He's already having some problems being too hittable. So.
You know what? You're not wrong, because his cutter, 41.7 hard contact percentage. Slider, 20%. Sinker, 30%. That's not great.
That's not where you want it.
No, the guy who throws 100.
Yeah.
He's such an anomaly as a pitcher, too, sometimes. A guy who throws 100 with pretty good command, but his pitches are so hittable.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Absolutely.
It drives you wild as a fan. It really does.
You're like, oh, how did that cut right into his bat?
Yeah. I'm sure the second time they're up, it must look like a beach ball coming in.
Oh, has to be.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the start today, but moving right along to Frankie Muntas. 6 whiffs. Yikes. 5 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks. A little bit of drizzle, but wasn't fooling any of the brewers too much, at all. I mean, six whiffs. That's not great.
No.
You know what, though? Watching that game, and I hate to give any credit to the Brewers, but they were so patient at the plate.
Yeah.
And
it's a tough lineup.
Frankie wasn't completely off, but all of those pitches down low that were just near strikes, just the Brewers were not biting on them.
No.
And it was just frustrating to watch.
Brewers are going to be better than we thought they were, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
They can turn over their lineup a lot, and they're going to be the problem again. I really do think so in this division.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the Cubs, too. But, man, the Brewers look really good, and I wish it wasn't so.
Yeah, I mean, the Reds, if they're going to make any major moves in the NL Central, have to just conquer the Brewers.
Have to learn how to beat the Brewers consistently.
Yes. Yeah.
And how looking it up, I mean, they haven't really beat them consistently since 2013, 14, 15.
Right. And we were looking up, we're like, oh my God, when was the last time the Reds have swept the Brewers?
Oh my God. 2000?
That's what it feels like.
It sure feels like it.
So the last time was 2021.
Okay.
In May.
Yeah.
And then before that, it was 2013.
Oh, God.
For a team that you play in your division, you know, upwards of 16, 19 times a year, cannot get those sweeps.
Wow. Well, I mean, today was the first time the Reds had swept the White Sox at Guaranteed Rate Field. Ever.
Okay. Go Reds. That crazy? Yeah, that's awesome.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah, but
interleague play is different now than it used to be.
Yeah. Of course. Very different.
Those chances, a lot of them were two game sets, too. But thank God they swept them because that team is bad.
It's very bad. But no, I mean, the thing with the Brewers that the philosophy never changed. Craig Counsell might have left. Corbin Burns was gone. But doesn't change that still mostly the same analytics people. A lot of the same dudes in the front office. Stearns was like, here's the secrets. Gave them all to him. Was like, adios. I'm going to the Mets. We all underestimated just because it's like, yeah, well, you lose those guys. You actively get worse. And you lose your closer, who's going to be out till, what, late June, early July?
Yeah.
We thought, sure, we can walk through this. No.
Yeah. They still got it.
They're just as strong as ever. I mean, and great young players coming up. And I mean, that's kind of across the NL Central right now, too. It's like watching MLB Network. A lot of people kind of write off the NL Central. But we're a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. But I agree with you. But they also got dudes who are just putting wood on the ball. Hey. This is a Brewers, like the past couple years, it's just been dingers or nothing.
Yeah.
And now they switch their philosophy to literally what the rest of the NL Central is, except for the Cardinals, which is just contact, get on.
Yeah, they were playing small ball against Frankie Montas. Like it was just base hit after base hit, and just they were just producing.
Yeah. He wasn't fooling them at all. Then we'll move on to Hunter Green. 9 strikeouts is really cool. 4 splitters and 7 curveballs is really cool. The splitter places where you want it, low, and set up by the fastball. What's not cool? 6 hits and 6 earned runs.
Mm-hmm.
He's just leaving it over the heart of the plate, dude.
And it's an incredibly hittable fastball, so
yeah,
you can't really do that.
No, you can't, especially when you have something that doesn't really rise.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're like, all right, second time through, I'll square this sucker up.
Yeah, I'm just going to sit on this fastball. It's coming.
Yeah. Oh, and then it's just a slider that's not being well controlled.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. 54 fastballs, 40 sliders, 4 splitters, 7 curveballs.
I like that mix for him, but at the end of the day, the fastball is so hittable. Do we know, I should know this, who is his catcher? Is it Malley?
It is Malley.
Okay. It's Malley.
I like that pairing a lot. Malley's working so well with the young pitchers, and it's funny to think that Hunter Green's not even really young anymore. He's been around for a few years.
Yeah.
But hopefully Malley can help, you know, tighten that up a little bit.
And I do like that he's going with the slider a lot more, and he just has, and David Bell has said this so many times, but like he has to have more trust in his fastball. Because, I mean, when it's located and it's fast, he can strike out anyone in the league.
Yeah.
But he really needs to trust it. And when he goes away from that, that's where he gets into trouble.
Absolutely. Well, he's not on the edges either. Most of this, when you look at it and you look at the dot chart, Lot of middle.
And it's crazy right now too with the umpires, because they're calling so many things on the outside, on the edges. So it's like, run with that.
Oh, yeah. 100%. It's easier said than done, but he just can't place it anywhere high and outside.
Yeah. I mean, he just doesn't have the command of the fastball right now, so he's got to put it over the middle, or else it's not going to get called.
Yeah, and then if he puts it over the middle, then it's gone.
Yeah, so.
So what do you do?
Hopefully the command will come with repetition. He might still be tinkering right now. It's so early in the season.
Sure.
But the root issue is definitely the command of the fastball. I mean, he can't hit a corner with it, so it's going to be tough.
You
can't set up another pitch off of a middle fastball, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you could set up a in the dirt slider.
Yeah. Set it up so good. Everyone gets fooled by that.
You should probably just also learn Nick Lodolo's changeup.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. Huge fan of that idea.
I'm a big fan. Again, though, splitter, curveball, pretty cool. But the splitter isn't too different from his slider to differentiate it enough, right?
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
I'd love to see, them overlaid, because I bet it's almost the same pitch.
Yeah. We need to get Pitching Ninja on it.
Yeah.
Lucas said he's just fucking done with this
boy. Can I get a beer?
Beer? This beer trip brought to you by
Slim Jim.
Snap into a hoppy Slim Jim. That curveball does look good when he can place it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, he's crazy talented. He just got to put it together and just need the command.
You need the command.
And now's the time, too, man. Fuck,
please.
You've had enough time. Now's the time to put it together.
Yeah, come on. Please. I know you've been up here for 2 years, but come on.
Yeah.
Figure it out. He will. It's just a matter of time. And he's 23?
I think he might be 24. I mean, he's so young.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now, because now I think he is...
We're still talking Hunter, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's 24. There's so much time. He'll figure it out, but you just really want him to make that next step this year.
Agreed. There's so much talent there, and for so long I thought to myself, we're being fair to Hunter Green. You don't just become an ace immediately. It's really, really hard to do, but we did draft him with that expectation, so I guess we have to move the goalposts a little bit up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope he'll get there. I really do. But honestly, if he's healthy all year and he gets us to 160, 180 innings, I will be a happy camper, because he's too good to have a bad ERA all year long.
Yeah. I agree. But also, they paid him. They gave him an extension extremely early.
Which we all wanted.
Yeah.
Lock him up.
Of course, lock him up. But it's just when do you have to be are you living up to it yet?
Yeah. I mean, it's just another expectation heaped upon him.
Yeah, exactly. Being on the cover of Sports Illustrated as the next Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
And now it's just four guys with a solid buzz giving him shit.
Hell yeah.
We love you, Hunter.
And I've got sweaty tits.
Dude, you are glistening.
Oh my God.
Look at him.
He's like, can you reach it?
I'm a ham right now, dude. Good God. Give me a good ham spritz. Just so horned up. Just thinking about that Mitch witch.
Oh, is that what got you?
Yeah, it's the Mitch. That's
when the sweating started.
That's what got me.
Oh, fried avocado.
Mm-hmm. Then we move into the White Sox series with these starters. Very different conversation.
Completely different.
Insane. Abbott, 7 innings pitched, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 3 Ks. It's outstanding, and you can't ask for anything more. Fastball high in the zone was working. Excellent mix of the curveball, sweeper, and changeup. Relying heavily on that fastball of 57. Curveball, 14. Sweeper, 16. Changeup, 16. That's a nice mix to be like, I'll fuck you up with a fastball, and then I'm going to hit you with the other stuff, and then you're going to sit down, and I'll be like, man, this 4A team's pretty bad.
Dude, he just looked confident, too, on the mound. Just the swagger of Abbott. It was just so good to see.
He needed it.
He did. The whole team across the board needed that.
Yes, every single one of these pitchers needed to play the White Sox.
Yeah.
You wish they played them for a 5-game series.
Oh, man. Right.
And then they're just all buffed up and ready to roll.
But for Abbott in particular, it was really good to see because he had such a horrible end to the year last year. He got tired. It was a lot of innings. Probably a career high. It has to be.
Oh, yeah.
And after that, I mean, you wonder going into this year, is he... What is it, Abbott? What is Andrew Abbott? Is he going to be the guy that we saw just destroy the Padres in that amazing matchup last summer? Mm-hmm. Or is he the guy that just leaves the ball up and can only go through three innings? And I think we're getting more of the former there, and I'm glad to see it.
I agree, and his slider's really taken shape. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the thing that he was missing, was his slider just died at the end of the year because his arm was shot. He threw over 160 innings for the first time.
Yeah.
Across double, triple, and the bigs.
Yeah, I'm sure it was his career high in innings, probably by like, what, 30 innings? 40 innings?
Yeah.
I mean, it's way over, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the drop-off was immediate, where I was kind of shocked they didn't go like, we'll figure it out. You need to go night-night. Yeah.
Remember from last year, the Reds didn't have a chance to figure it out. They needed any live arm they could get to.
Yeah.
Things are looking better this year.
Was it Lyon Richardson who, at the end of last year, started a game and then got on a plane after the season ended and went and threw in the rookie showcase, the single-A showcase in Arizona?
That sounds right.
Rookie
ball showcase.
When he gave up, what, like six earned without getting an out? It was a tough one for him.
Yeah. It was rough. But yeah, no, you're right. But a lot of stuff is living high on that fastball. And it also helped him that he got to be up close and personal and watch Wade Miley this week.
Yeah.
Because that right there is the prototype you want for Abbott.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I completely agree.
Oh, I was like biting my lip over here. That start frustrated me so much. You could tell the Reds were so off balance with Miley.
Yeah.
And they wanted to come out like swinging. And just his quickness to the plate is just unreal. They were not ready for it.
No, he just dots the cutter inside, hits you with the slider away. He just tell you what he's doing.
Yeah.
They
were 3.5 steps behind, and they were down for the count.
Oh, and he wanted to fuck him up, too.
He did. You could see it.
Real bad. Being like, you let me go? You paid me to let me go? Okay, well, you're fucked. That's what I would do.
Anyway. God, that one was painful.
But no, this is a performance you want him to build off of on top of. Dude, this builds into when they come home and play the Angels, and then this is just a momentum builder for him. Because, I mean, we were worried in spring because he was trying to work on a high and inside fastball.
Yeah.
That's hard to work on. You get shelled. And clearly hitting inside, outside, all the top of the zone. That's what you wanted to see. And him working away low from guys on both sides of the plate. Then Nick Lodolo.
Hell yeah.
Welcome back, Nick.
Oh, great to see him back.
Forgot how horned up his curveball gets me.
Yeah.
Huh. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, he's a talented man.
He's so good.
Yeah. It's easy to forget when he's not there for so long that he had of this talent just waiting there. 10 Ks, right?
Mm-hmm. 10 Ks. 5 2/3, one hit, one walk. 10 Ks, 91 pitches. Welcome back to the club, buddy.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Good to see you. Lot of stuff working away from righties and lefties. He hit both with 41 fastballs, 33 curveballs, 12 changeup, 5 sinkers, 55 burgers, 55 french fries. That curveball's so gross.
Yeah.
Like... Look, again, we said it's the White Sox, but I think even the way that he pitched...
No one was hitting him that
day.
No
one.
Yeah.
They could have
put him against the Dodgers to fuck him up.
Yeah, no one was touching it.
Mm-hmm.
What is your bare expectation for him? And then what is what you would consider to be the ceiling for him this season?
I'm going to keep the expectation low.
I think you have to.
Yeah. Let's see him get healthy.
The expectation is health.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And you're not like starving for starting pitching right now. So like not really yet. Let him like, but ease back into that role.
Yeah. Let's take it easy now so that maybe we get him during the heat of the summer.
Right.
But, I mean, his ceiling is sky high. He's going to be on an innings limit, though, wouldn't he be? He would have to be,
You would think so, yeah. If nothing else, just to preserve him for the future. Yeah. He's a big investment for the team.
Yeah.
even if you're looking at it and they're in the playoff hunt, one game out, and you're like...
Well, they might... I mean, that it's been more and more popular to go to six-man rotations later in the season for certain teams, and it's definitely something the Reds could do this year. They have enough AAA pitching depth to stretch it out.
And that is something David Bell said. Expect a 6-7-man rotation throughout the year.
Sure, yeah. It's just what's going to have to happen.
Yeah, as in, Lodolo, you're sent down to AAA.
Yeah.
To do what? Sit.
Literally sit, yes.
Literally sit.
Work on your naps.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to improve your naps.
We're going to get Griffey in here to show you how to do it right. And then from there, it'll be history. It's a good question, though, the ceiling, because I follow a little bit of minor league ball, but I was led to believe that he was going to be a number 3-4 guy when we drafted him.
Yeah.
Not the highest ceiling in the world, but you watch him the other day, and man, the ceiling is so high for a guy
that doesn't look like a number 3 starter.
No, not at all. No. And it just gets you really excited because he could be the ace for the Reds.
He could.
If he stays healthy. Not every day is going to be, you can't play the White Sox every day. Wish you could.
But, yeah, it could be so cool if you could.
I know. Billy, what do you think? Cool. What would you say the ceiling is for a guy like Lodolo this year?
This year? I'm with you guys on the health. I think that the ceiling would be 150 innings pitched.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Holy crap. If he pitched 150 innings, that means he stayed healthy, didn't miss a start.
Mm-hmm.
That would be incredible. Do I think it happens? I don't. Because the history has told us so far that it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Really would like it to, but I think the ceiling is 150 innings, sub 3 ERA.
He could get there. He really could.
He really could.
He could with his stuff. The only thing that is concerning is, again, once you get to 10 Ks, you're looking at a lot of pitches.
Yeah.
Again, 5 2/3 against a quad A baseball team.
If the White Sox could put a ball in play, we wouldn't be having this discussion, too.
Right.
Weird duality to it there, but... We'll see how it goes.
I mean, his next start's going to be against the Angels at home, we'd have to assume, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a not good baseball team.
Not particularly.
No. And did you see what happened with Nolan Schoenel, their first baseman?
No.
This is great. Go for it.
It's not good.
No, it's really bleak. Not great, but...
He
shit himself.
Close. Bruised a testicle.
Oh!
Hey, we're in Seattle. Oh. That's Mitch Haniger's situation. Don't step on Mitch's testicles.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Mitch had testicular torsion. Me too. And
we got two on the couch.
Exploded. Yeah, a ruptured testicle. A
ruptured nut bullet.
Yeah, those are two words that shouldn't be together.
Ever. Well, Nolan bruised it.
Yeah.
So, he's not even going on the IL.
Yeah. You typically don't for a bruise, no matter where it is.
But it's your ball, dude.
Fucking.
How did it happen?
He's got two, right?
Yeah.
He's fine, though.
Use
he's
the good. Other one.
Yeah.
I can't confirm or deny that he has two testicles.
I thought you prepped for this, Billy.
I did prep.
Fucking Mr. Research over here.
Look, I did a lot of research, but I didn't do enough research to find out if he has two. Let me call Ron Washington. Hey, does Nolan have one or two? No, not feet, dumbass. Balls. One or two balls. Man, I don't know.
All right, so how did it happen? Did he foul a pitch right off?
I'd have to assume he fouled something off.
Right off the knob.
Yeah, I would have to assume he fouled off or he missed a grounder. I don't have, like, on Baseball Savant where you can click on the spray chart where what the hit was. There isn't like a place on the body, like the op guy from Operation, where you click where the injury happened. It's like nuts.
Oh, no.
Like, that's what happened to Nolan, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. What would you guess happened?
He got angry in the dugout and he slammed his bat on the ground and it came just right back up.
Matt, what do you think happened?
Oh, he was sliding into home and just got absolutely slapped with the leather of the glove.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like that.
He forgot his cup, man.
Yeah.
It's true, he got leather daddy.
Yeah.
Lucas, what do you think happened?
I don't know. I think he was just embarrassed to say what actually happened to him. It probably happened in the bedroom, but I'll leave it at that.
Oh, with Ron? Yeah.
Oh, with Ronnie.
He sat on it.
Why don't you just be like, yeah, I was at Whole Foods pushing my cart and the wheel got stuck and it tapped the grate.
That is a very Southern California thing to happen, though.
Yeah.
It would track.
Oh, what happened? Oh, I avocado accident. Yep, avocado just fell down right on my
nuts. Hit me right in one of my nuts.
Right in one of my nuts.
Not the other one, just one of them.
Just one.
Just the one.
Just the one.
And you know which one.
No, do
we don't. No, we need to figure this out.
We need a detailed injury report on which nut it was.
Are the Angels playing in Cincy or is it in Los Angeles?
It is in Cincinnati.
It is in Cincinnati.
So when you fly home, you've got to get a little bit of mic time with Nolan just to really hash out what occurred here.
Yeah, I'm going to hit up Trent and be like, hey man, can you give me BWAA status for an hour?
I have one question.
I need to call.
I got one question. Actually, I'm going to text him and I'll be like, hey man, I need to know what's up with Nolan's nut.
Two questions.
Two questions.
How many testicles?
Trent,
and which one's Bruce?
Which one? And can you confirm if you used regular ice pack or frozen peas? This is a big deal.
It's going to shock you when he says three and the middle.
Oh my God, he's got the
nuts. And peas.
And
peas.
And peas.
He's got the nuts like that thing that people have on their desk where they go back and forth. He's just got that situation going on.
Whew.
With a name like, last name like Shunel. Three nut guy. Big three nut guy.
Seems like it.
Big three nut energy.
I'm here for it.
I'm all for it. But Nick Lodolo looked great.
That's a good segue. You nailed it.
There we go, baby. I'm a pro. I'm a sweaty, stinky pro. And then Graham Ashcraft again today. 5 2/3, 5 hits, 1 run, 2 walks, 8 Ks. To start, looked a little erratic.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh my God, I forgot. I'm pitching against the White Sox.
Maybe I should just start attacking these guys.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I can throw a cutter 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I'm going to just get after him. Again, 8Ks, and I just looked at the box, and I was like, he looks so bad to start. And then,
yeah.
Boom.
I mean, just pitch into contact, and they were ready to hit.
Yeah, pitch into contact being like, oh no, I can't do it. Man, think about this. Hunter gets it together. Frankie, Hunter, Lodolo, Green. Oh my God, I am spacing right now. What I'm saying is if these guys all get it together and they pitch consistently well,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna have a great shot.
Yeah.
So
it's a formidable group. I mean, the Reds don't get a lot of attention for the rotation. It's the lineup and the young guys that get the attention deservedly. But I think it's a great rotation that's going to look way better at the end of this year than it did going in after the performances they have.
Agreed.
And also this rotation, too. You've got to do it against the NL Central teams.
Yeah.
All right. We already touched on the Brewers, but you've got to beat the Cubs. You've got to beat the Hot Pirates right now, too, and dominate in St. Louis. You know, that's going to be their real test in the division.
Oh, agreed. And at home.
And at home.
That's crazy how bad they
Stop giving up the long ball.
Yeah. That's harder to do than say, coming from a guy who's glistening like a pig in the Georgian sun.
I heard honey glazed ham stick from under your tip.
Yeah.
Like Velcro.
Yeah, well, there is a lot of hair under here. So, I mean, it does make sense. I am the sweaty. I'm wearing a cheese coney playing hockey shirt. I like my food to play sports.
I can open a window for you, bud, but I kind of like watching the under the tit thing going on.
Yeah.
Just let me know when you've had enough.
Oh, never.
Oh,
when,
I know.
When a puddle forms.
Yeah, dude, you're going to need a new couch.
Just that one part. It's modular, so we're good.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, this one. We could use this to start the fire.
This is not West Virginia, Billy.
It'd be too waterlogged.
Oh, you're right.
Never go.
Yeah, we're just ringing it out. Like, God damn it, son of a bitch.
It even smells like ham.
How did he glaze my couch? Bullpen looked very solid this week again, too.
Mm-hmm.
Another strength that just continued to roll over from 23 to 24. Your bullpen, excluding today... they gave up 5 earned runs, and those 5 earned runs were from 2 people. Carson Spears and Justin Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Spears is a placeholder. We all agree on that. Mm-hmm. Until Sam Moll or Etain are ready to come up and pitch.
I mean, Justin probably is too. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to make room for both of those guys, so.
Yeah, I mean, Justin has a major league deal.
Yeah.
He can't get sent down.
I mean, he can get DFA'd.
That's also true.
Yeah, he can just not be on the team. Like,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah, you can just pack his bags for him.
Listen, man, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Justin, I'm going to need you to pick up your bags with your right arm. Okay, see you, bud.
Yeah.
Okay, that was actually my next big question for you. Big one we want to talk about is just Brent Suter being a fucking rock.
He's the man,
dude.
On and off the field. Elaborate on like what Trent wrote on The Athletic about Brent Suter working with TJ Antone.
Yeah, it was really a touching thing. I mean, TJ Antone goes down, throws one pitch in a game, spikes it, and then you know that arm's toast again for the third time.
The second he grabbed the elbow.
And you hate to see it. You really do, because a guy like Antone seems like a really, really solid dude. Brent Suter warms up, comes in the game to replace him. Between innings, he goes down, finds TJ Antone, and they have a moment together, the two of them. We don't know what they said, but the fact that Brent Suter would take the time to go find his injured teammate and pick him up, not only in the dugout, but also on the field by going back out there and throwing two more scoreless innings, mm-hmm. just speaks characters, volumes, not only about his character, but also the way he pitches. I mean, it's just a great story.
Amazing man, amazing teammate.
Yeah,
incredible. Yeah.
Hate to see it for Antone, but Brent Suter, man, I'm so glad he's finally a Red.
Yeah.
Back home.
And that might have been the best signing of the offseason after all the signing that they did and the $100 million spent. Brent Suter was the right move, and I wanted him at the deadline last year.
Yeah,
we all did,
and the problem is no one knows how to answer the phone in Colorado.
That is a problem for them. It is a long-standing problem for the Rockies management.
It's insane.
They refuse to get rid of that fax machine.
Yeah, and then over there, they got the smoke signal corner. Yeah. Dick, what is this for?
Oh, I'm sleeping.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. No one knows how to answer the phone out there, so clearly. But, dude, this last week, .083 average against him. Wow. For the week.
Think about how hard he throws or how hard he doesn't throw, too, and the ability that he has to get guys out no matter where he is, what the circumstance is. He just places the ball where he knows the guys cannot hit it. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic to watch.
Yeah, and he hasn't been hurt for a hot minute. Either, you know, he was out for what, 2 weeks last year with like a back injury.
Yeah, that was it.
And that was it. This goes into like everything that's been talked about in baseball and what's going on with shoulder and elbow injuries. Like, this is the example of how you pitch.
Yeah.
How you should be pitching,
mm-hmm.
and working with the clock and not being like a constant max effort dude. He's also smart.
Yeah, a Harvard guy.
Harvard grad. He's going to make an excellent pitching coach when he's done.
Oh, yeah. He sure will.
Yeah.
He could go into the booth, too.
Oh, he's so funny.
But I'd love to hear him call a game.
Dude, imagine him with Sadak.
Too much fun, I think.
I think they're the best.
Yeah.
I want to hear them both do their Carey impersonations.
Yeah.
During an inning. Just one inning, because you can't do 9 innings of that. Everyone would lose their minds.
Oh, I could.
But one inning of Jim Carrey. Oh, yeah, my gosh.
That would be hilarious.
Dude, he's talking with his butt.
And we're back.
Oh, John, can you help me put the headset on the left and right cheek? Also, make sure you don't Nolan me. I don't want to bruise one of my nuts. No matter what, dude, like, Brent was the best signing, continues to be. And the thing is there's not going to be a fall off because of how he pitches. So, pretty freaking rad.
Yeah.
Pretty freaking awesome. Pagan has been solid as well. Okay. You're saying, here's what we've got coming up. You've got Alexis got some work. Sorry, I am losing it over here. Here it is. Etain's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Moll's coming back. And then Nick Martinez is eventually going to be moving back into this bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
How do you restructure this to make this work?
I mean, isn't it let's just pause and appreciate how good of a problem this is.
Great to problem have.
Thank God.
After these bullpens that we've tolerated over the past few years.
2021.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. 2021, and we don't have to reopen that wound.
So it is. It's a nice problem to have, but there is going to be some shuffling, and it might not be Wilson, but like someone's getting DFA'd probably. Like,
I agree.
I just.
Someone's going to get hurt too. It's inevitable. The injury bug always seems to bite, and when it happens, you are prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they kind of say to one of these dudes, they're like, why don't you stay down here a little longer?
Yeah.
You're still hurt, right?
I mean,
you're hurt?
Teams do it all the time. I'm sure there'll be a conversation to be had of like, what if we wanted you to get 3 more innings down in AAA, you know, just to make sure you're healthy.
Yeah, just to make sure. Yeah, no, that's smart. So it's a problem that we won't have to worry about, but it's still a great problem to have.
It is. It sure is.
It sure is. You know, it's not a problem. This lineup.
Mm-mm.
Boy, howdy, did we have a week. And boy, howdy, Ellie De La Cruz, how is he not the NL Player of the Week?
Oh, he will be.
I think he will be. Yeah, I think he gets it this week.
By a mile.
Yeah.
444, 500, 1.167. OPS with a 320 weighted runs created plus.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't include today.
Hey, do you know what the average is for WRC plus?
I hear it's 100. Root Sports has told me this.
Oh yeah. I wish I'd seen that graphic.
For those not in the know, Root Sports really likes to tell you what the average ERA plus and WRC plus are every inning. They'll pop it up for you, and it never changes. It's always been 100.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
No kidding.
The more you know.
Fully useful information over there on Root Sports.
Over there? The square root of sports?
Yeah.
Nail it! Also, here's what's the most promising moving forward with Ellie this week. 10% walk rate. 10% strikeout rate.
So low, baby.
This is what we wanted.
Yeah.
Isn't this nice? Yeah.
It sure is.
This is what we were talking about last week. If he can get the strikeout rate down to even just 35%, he'll be elite. This is his ceiling, right? What we saw.
Yeah.
You'd have to think so, yeah. I mean, the ceiling is also White Sox pitching, and not to make it all about how bad that team is, they are very bad. But if he can do this consistently, I mean, man, he's not just an all-star, but an MVP candidate for years to come.
He's just one of the top 5 players in baseball. Agreed. If he does this consistently.
And you knew it the first couple weeks going into the season. You knew this guy was going to heat up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In an instant.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sure, like, Chris and I were concerned, but the only concern was the strikeout rate.
Yeah, I mean, it was sky high.
It was almost 50%.
Yeah.
If he walks into the box, you're like, 1 out of 2 times, you're going to overswing.
Yeah.
And you're just going to go sit back down. So.
But it's getting better. It's more dialed in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is the big adjustment he made from last week to this week where you're like, you can see the difference why this happened? Aside from it being White Sox pitching. Aside But aside from that.
Hey, he was hitting the Brewers too.
He was. Two of the homers were against the Brewers.
You don't put up numbers like that just hitting against one team.
That is true.
I did see him lay off a good number of high fastballs. He wasn't biting.
Yeah, wasn't being overly aggressive. I mean, he's playing within himself is, I think, the most important part. That's what changed.
Yeah.
And
not swinging at stuff underneath his kneecaps.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. This getting just buried in the dirt.
Yeah. Where he's like, oh, man, that looked like I was playing in the sand. Mm-hmm. That was the big one. But, man, today was the end of a run, though. 14 straight games getting on base. Today he did not get on base.
Didn't matter, it turns out.
Yep.
No, did not matter, because they were playing the White Sox. Doesn't matter when you're playing that team. Lucas, I'm so sorry. You're a White Sox. They're in your circle of teams.
Everyone's got a couple of teams, yeah. Grandpa's from the south side of Chicago. I was a big fan of them when they won in 05. My first World Series I got to be a fan of, because when you're a fan of the Reds and the Mariners otherwise, at least I got that.
There was
you
not
know
much
what I
to
mean?
Root for.
Yeah, not a lot to root for. But, hey, look, they put themselves in the situation. I do hope for the best. I do hope that the Reds trade for Garrett Crochet at the deadline. Oh, boy, would that be nice. Yeah. Sell it all and let's see what happens with them.
What would it, what does that package look like, Garrett Crochet?
Oh, man.
He's got four more years of control.
Well, of course, the Reds hit him pretty hard when he started. So we'll see where he goes over the next three, four, five dozen starts. If he turns out to be the guy that is striking out a dozen batters a game, I mean, it's going to cost a lot to get him. He's going to be one of the top guys in the market. But if he settles into a, you know, a mid 3.5 ERA, 4 ERA kind of guy, it couldn't cost that much. No. Oh, yeah. Man. I'm not sure what the Reds would deal from to get him, but I hope they do it if that is the case.
I mean, our biggest trade chip blew out his shoulder.
Poor Edwin. Yep.
Fucking sucks. But
the infield depth.
There's still, like, it's a deep farm system. There's just not that star player that would, you know, start the package to get a stud pitcher in return.
Right. With a few years of control.
At least not yet. Who knows, you know? Maybe Sammy Stafura just fucking rakes this year, and it's like, all right.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then who was the second baseman we got in the Tyler Naquin deal who just went off in Dominican winter ball?
Acuna? No, Acuna was the pitcher that we got in that trade, but they both did quite well. What is that? I don't remember his name, but yeah. Rodriguez.
Yeah. Alfonso?
Just say yes.
Yeah.
We did it.
We can confirm. He has two nuts. I can't be traded. You know what? How about this? How about throwing this for you? You don't even need him to be a starter. You could have him replace Lucas Sims when he walks next year.
Yep, or when he gives up 17 solo home runs during a single series, inevitably.
Inevitably.
Yeah, let him go. But I do like Lucas Sims.
I do too.
I love Lucas Sims.
I know.
Comes in the sixth inning and usually shuts it down or
just gets blown up.
It's A or B, one or the other. But yeah, a guy like Crochet would be a really good addition for the Reds. And looking forward to seeing what you guys come up with trade options as we get closer to that day.
Yeah. Do you want to spitball some now while we're thinking about it?
Ooh, Jake's your guy for this.
I mean, really depends on where the team's at the deadline. If the starting pitching stays healthy, then I don't think we would need to add anything but depth.
Yeah, I agree.
Bullpen's still pretty deep.
I mean, you can,
the team's hitting.
You can always add a bullpen arm is the thing, yeah.
But are you willing to pay what it's going to cost?
Yeah. Well, I'm at the point where the only prospect that would be untouchable in my mind is Rhett.
Yeah.
Rhett Lauder.
Yeah, Rhett Lauder. Outside of that, like,
Chase Petty?
I'd be fine with trading Chase Petty.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if the team is winning and they have a chance to win the Central, put all the chips in the middle.
Yeah.
Like, you waited this long through three failed rebuilds to get to this point. Come on, let's just get the team over the hump.
Yeah. It'd be nice to get another veteran starter for a playoff start just because, like, you know, No one in the rotation has made a single playoff start.
Unless Nick Martinez did once.
Oh, Nick Martinez probably did last year.
Yeah.
No.
Montas was...
He did 2 years ago, probably.
Yeah, 2 years. Oh, yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That A's team. Yeah.
Montas...
Yeah.
He never would have.
No.
Right?
Yeah, no. There isn't one. So,
that's... It'd be nice to have some experience.
It would be. So, looking at... Who would be available? We can already look at the White Sox.
Exactly.
I don't think I want anyone off that team. I'll tell you what.
Like, except Crochet.
Yeah. Maybe even Kopech and just put him in the pen, which they don't have the balls to do.
We know what to do with you.
Yeah. Everyone else knows what to do with you.
Not the White Sox.
Except the White Sox. Okay.
The Nationals are going to be open for business, that's for sure. The A's... Yeah. I if they can open the doors for business, that franchise is such a mess.
Yeah.
They've, I love it.
You do?
It is very amusing to be like train wrecks.
Yeah, I do. I can't look away.
Oh, it's just nine semis running into each other real fast.
Here's day one for after you. Day. Yeah, so, two Southwest flights crashing into each other.
And then it's just a Frontier flight going by flipping them off.
We're better.
Okay, so realistically from the A's, you have Alex Wood, Ross Stripling.
Oh, that wouldn't be bad, honestly. Like that's depth. That's exactly what you need. And he's pitched some good innings before.
Yeah,
And you if can, you keep your expectations very low, he's a good pitcher.
Yeah, and we did business with him last year.
Yeah.
Man, it was tough seeing Joe Doyle go, but they were like, well, can he throw strikes? Don't care. Put him in the rotation. Yeah, yeah. He costs $3. Yeah, put him in there. So we've already done business with him. So you've got them. Okay, we look at the Rockies.
Yeah.
Again, we've already established that we'll not pick up the phone.
So the the big one is going to be the Marlins, because they are starting off real rough.
Yep.
How many wins so far?
I think they're 2-12.
Did they finally get two?
We're only at two. I thought they had three. Maybe is one did. They get the three. I'm not sure.
Snuck one in on sell me. Them short yeah. here.
I don't want to be insulting.
I think they did beat the Braves, though, miraculously.
They did?
Good for them.
Yeah, really cool. That's on the nice.
They're
size up the rings. We did it.
Hang the banner. Yeah. Put it in.
Beat the Braves in April.
Yay. So you're looking at, okay.
Edward Cabrera.
Edward, yes.
Which probably, is, he would, that's the sweet spot of, like, wouldn't cost too much, you know, prospect capital, and is a talented pitcher that you know,
absolutely
doesn't that really solve the veteran presence problem, but like, fuck, I mean, you can't have everything.
Sixto Sanchez.
Yeah.
Speaking of not costing a lot, Jesus Luzardo is off to a pretty rocky start, and it'd be really nice to, you know, get him at a lower cost and plug him in.
Yeah. What if he's just also not that good of a pitcher?
That could be the case.
Yeah. What if we have last seen this year before. Is the outlier and not all the other years.
Yeah, that's on the table.
Yeah.
Did you hear, it was on Rates and Barrels, they were spitballing this, Jazz Chisholm to the Braves.
Oh, wow.
That's exactly what they need. Another incredibly talented, multi-tool player.
How many things can the Braves have?
Like, too many.
And they would probably lock him up to a 10-year deal. $40 extension.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, we got you for 10 years plus these three chains. Have fun.
We bought you a pair of sunglasses for every day of the year.
The other rumor, I forget who floated this one, Luis Arraez to the Padres.
Well, they tried to trade for him in the offseason.
No shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They are very interested. I mean, they probably tried to trade for every player in baseball in the offseason. Because it's Preller, and he's a lunatic.
Yeah,
so.
He's like, oh, what do we got here?
How can I tinker with this roster?
Yeah. How do I circle back to where we started?
Yeah.
Which, that package would include, you'd have to move Cronenworth because you're moving Luis Arraez to first.
Mm-hmm.
And then not anyone in your top two prospects.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be too crazy.
For the Reds, one guy that I was thinking about, it's a pipe dream. He's probably not going to stay this hot, but you know who's having a really good start of the season for the Washington Nationals?
Jesse Winker?
Our old friend, Jesse Winker, getting on base at a nice 430 clip. I mean, that would look really good in this lineup. And the corner outfield spots, we could always use another bat there. We will see what becomes of him. But my goodness, wouldn't it be fun for him to come full circle? Former All-Star.
Wow, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. Stinky Winky.
Get his long, long neck back in.
We do need a giraffe in this lineup.
Yeah.
Clearly, we need a Jeffrey out there. here's the thing, though. He looks like he's in great shape. Mm-hmm. He looks like he's lost weight. He looks like he's hustling. He cares, which...
It's big for him.
He's just trying to get the fuck out of Washington.
Yeah, don't blame him.
So, guys, look how good I am. Come on.
I can still play. Pay me. Yeah. I don't hate that move. You could put him on the bench somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the problem is his speed and his defense are so bad. So what? You're just eventually using him to be a pinch hitter, then you immediately pull him to put someone else to run for him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like it, though.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Again, he's got to stay healthy and keep hitting.
And it's about our health, too, of, you know, our hand is going to be forced in some direction by the time the trade deadline comes.
Yes.
We're going to need something.
Yeah, is Fraley still healthy?
Yeah.
A lot of question marks.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool if they traded for Lane Thomas.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I'd like that. Yeah. What would that package look like?
I mean, if he keeps hitting, it would be... a good chunk of our upper minors, I'm sure.
Worth it.
Yeah.
So then,
I mean, at that point, what do you start with? Like, if Lauder's off the board, which hopefully he is.
He's gotta be.
For sure.
Yeah. He's gotta be. God, like, Petty, Carlos Jorge.
Yeah.
And probably still another fringy at that point prospect, but someone that, you know, has a little helium, I guess.
Yeah, like a $5 lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hate that. But then that means you... Oh, well, then you probably also need to include, like, Jake Fraley.
Yeah.
A guy who's going to fill that spot and play and who is under team control for a hot minute.
Yep. Yeah.
So then you can
Fairchild, take, people might be interested in Stu.
That's one that Eno was talking about, too.
Is that right?
Yeah, for the Braves, anyway. So...
he would, God, he would probably just fucking take off on the Braves. Yep.
Jared Kelnick part two.
Stu.
Can see it happening right now.
Is Kelnick having a good year?
Yeah.
Are you surprised?
I mean, he's hitting like 438 right now.
Yeah, and he's hitting against righties and lefties. Yeah. As a Mariner fan on the side here, that is tough to watch, but we all knew it was coming.
You know what fixed him?
Not being on the Mariners?
No, yes. But... Magic City Lemon Pepper Wings. That's what got his head right. Yeah.
That makes sense.
It totally checks out.
Correct.
So, all right, let's keep wrapping around here. All right, so AL Central, who's we've already covered White Sox. Is there any team that we expect is going to be complete dog shit?
If the...
we can get scraps.
If the guards are selling, I'd like to pick through that bullpen of theirs.
Yeah, Eli Morgan would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Karachek would be.
Gattis is pitching his ass off. What is the other guy's name? Cade Smith.
Oh.
The rookie that they just brought up. He's filthy.
Yeah.
Cade Smith is exciting.
But here's the thing.
But he is the most team control. I bet they wouldn't.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to look for someone who has 1 or 2 years of team control.
Yeah.
And then the guards move from
him. Exactly. Yeah. If they can.
To keep reloading.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Morgan would fit that, and I'd love to put him in the bullpen.
Yeah, and Karinchak would too.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet. And they're still trying to get rid of Class A, so.
Yeah. I don't know if they're trying. I think he's, you know, in the sense that they're trying to move anyone to just keep the prospect churn going.
Sure.
Which is how that team succeeds.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that we...
Trade for... Jose Ramirez?
He's good at baseball.
Ooh. See, now we're at it.
Yeah, now we're at it. Yeah. All right.
Give him more beer, yeah.
These pants are getting tighter.
Man, they got real hot here. Oh, he's really sweating now.
Oh, buddy, I'm sweating from new holes. Good God, what would that cost? That's a CES.
The double A team.
The double A. Yeah. You guys get Chattanooga.
The whole city.
Yeah, the whole town. Holy cow. Look out, you're getting them.
Yeah. Get the stadium, all the jerseys.
That was good, Joe.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thanks. I occasionally pull a good one out.
You do more often than not.
I've been paid to do comedy and drink tickets. Pretty cool. So while we're talking about Jose Ramirez, which is actually a great transition into one thing I really wanted to talk about, was Jammer, dude.
Yeah.
Woof. Huh?
It's not a good start to the year.
It's not great. And then if you look at his week again, he got the day off on Saturday. His line for the week, oh boy, 118, 167, 176 slugging with a -7 weighted runs created plus.
It's tough to get into the negatives. Again, average is 100. I did learn this.
Yeah.
No way.
Where? Yeah, yeah.
Where did you see this?
A little broadcasting network called Root Sports.
Oh! Yes.
Yeah. We're going to have to tune in because that's the information that I
know,
need.
I know.
Yeah, I had no idea. Hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
That's tough, though. I didn't realize it was that bad of a week for him. But.
Dude, he is floundering at the plate right now. It's tough to watch his at-bats, too. It's when he swings, he's nowhere near the fucking ball, which right. is a problem. And then when he doesn't swing, he's just staring at beautiful pitches, like right down the middle of the plate.
They're so pretty. You got to watch them.
Yeah. Look at that fastball. Wow.
These guys are talented.
Yeah.
They sure know how to do this, huh? I'm lost. We concerned?
He is a streaky hitter, and he's definitely not this bad.
No.
But, yeah.
I mean, how much can you...
Slightly concerned, and just, like, the look of it, it seems like it might be, like, a kind of a longer... longer cold stretch for him, because he is he's lost up there right now.
He definitely is. Defense is okay too on the field. I will say, outside of that, I do like his veteran presence in the bullpen right now.
I love his personality.
Right. Yeah. And I really think he's gelling with Ellie right now. Yeah. And it's a good clubhouse atmosphere, but him at the plate, yes, it's absolutely miserable now too. Just watch him.
Oh, yeah. It's nice that this slump is happening to him. Like, a veteran, I don't think he seems to be still very confident, and he's out there, he's putting in the time. I'm sure he's working on every aspect of his game right now.
Yeah.
So I'm glad it's happening to him and not, like, Ellie any of the kids. The Candyman can deal with it.
Candyman can.
Yeah. So
I do worry sometimes that we signed a guy who was actually the, you know, utility player for the Detroit Tigers and not the guy who raked doubles for the Cubs.
Yeah.
Time will tell.
Or the Nats.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a fraud. Get it going. I'm so sweaty.
Listen to me.
I'm an athlete.
If things continue to go downhill for him, who are you throwing at third?
That's the big question. It's like,
well, we only have, what, 60 games?
Yeah,
like 65 games.
Four games. Still a very small sample size. Yeah. I'm not jumping off the cliff with him, but if it continues to go downhill. We have
Mike Moustakas again.
But you can't bring him back after. You can't bring Marte back after he's done with his suspension, because he can't play in the postseason.
Oh, you can bring him back for the regular season. He can help you get there.
Yeah, he can help you get there, but then
you bring back whatever player is going to get you to the postseason. You got to get there for it to even be a problem in the first place.
Or you trade him to the guards and you get Jose Ramirez.
See, yeah. Done. Yeah.
Now
signed.
We're doing
See, it. Okay. Yeah. There's the hole we need to fill it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. We're moving back to second.
If we get J-Ram, like, at that point, Lauder's on the table.
Oh,
man.
Everyone.
I'd trade anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take whatever.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Athlete. Yeah. So, I don't know. Just the fact that he can't play in the postseason, and you're just like, oh, man, he was really contributing. And then it's like, well, now we have a hole again. Jammer, if he doesn't pick it up, he's back there at third. It's extremely concerning. Extremely. Coming up, here's what we got. Here's the big deal. Mariners, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Woo. You've got Frankie versus Kirby, Green versus Gilbert, Abbott versus Miller.
Fun pitching matchups.
Those
I'm excited for that series.
Yeah.
Fast games.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
will be.
Do you think we set a record with one of these, with the Green Gilbert game?
I mean, if Hunter's command is off, he'll slow it down.
Yes.
He'll slow the pace down quite a bit.
He'll slow it down as much as the pitch clock will allow him to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the Mariners went and made all of these moves in the offseason to be a high on-base percentage team, low strikeouts, but then full circled their way into being a team that strikes out at a historic pace.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, you could see Hunter Green having 13 strikeouts.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Especially where they're swinging right now, too. Yeah.
What's happening with the Mariners? Why are they breaking my heart?
Starting to think it might be a problem with the coaching staff.
Oh, Scott Service saying it, so.
Yeah.
Oh, we're finally throwing Service under the bus, eh?
My thing with... He's a good player's manager. Good managers don't just grow on trees. And, like, it gets a whole lot worse than Scott Service.
But oh, for sure.
At a certain point, you just sort of need a new voice.
Yeah.
Like, you need to change the identity.
Of course.
And I don't think we're there yet.
But if they get brand new players brought in specifically not to strike out and to make contact, and it's not happening, then it might be time to shake things up in the dugout.
Oh, boy. Do you think they go as far as to firing the hitting coach to start, to send a message?
Yeah.
Like what the Reds did.
Well, they switched hitting coaches this off season.
Yeah. Maybe that was the move.
Yeah.
tried that one. Let's see how it goes. I mean, there's still a lot of time left. It's really easy to jump to conclusions at this point in the year.
Also, it takes hitters a little bit longer than the pitchers to really get in the groove. So.
But Jake, we have watched this Polanco's team.
I know.
You know what they're like at this point.
The first like 3 months of the Mariners season last year was almost unwatchable. They were a really bad offense.
Yeah.
And
then they won like 19.
Then they went on a run, baby. Yeah. That was fun. But it's just such ugly. That's the thing. It's ugly baseball, and it's not enjoyable.
No.
It's not a good product to watch.
No. Hopefully the Reds can take advantage of that, though.
They better.
Keep the streak going.
And then on top of that, with the strikeout problem and not being able to get on base or score runs, you know, let's just say offense. They can't do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Luis Castillo stumbling out the gate. George Kirby's getting shelled out the gate.
Yeah.
Logan Gilbert hasn't looked like himself either. The only guy who's pitched
he's still doing good.
He's still good. Yeah. I'm not taking that away from him. Yeah. What I'm saying is he wasn't as good as... You get it.
Yeah.
The only person who has lived up to expectations is Miller.
Yeah. And he's going to be good.
Can we talk about the mustache? He has a great mustache, too.
Solid. Good duster.
Mm.
Real fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and also you've got Brian Wu coming back from elbow inflammation. Have they said anything? Like, is he going to be...
Yeah, he's got a bullpen, 25-pitch bullpen for tomorrow. And if that goes well, he'll do a 3-inning simulated and then start a rehab assignment.
Hey!
Yeah.
How about that?
He could be back, like, first week of May.
Woo!
If everything goes... Yeah, woo! And he is... He's an exciting prospect.
Yeah.
Like he could be very good.
Yes.
So
I agree.
It would just be a shame if the offense sucked all year and they pissed away the best starting rotation in baseball.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dude, infuriating.
Yeah. And a damn good bullpen, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two potential Cy Young candidates right there.
Yeah.
Like at the top of your rotation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to start the year, Chris and I said Luis Castillo, AL Cy Young.
I would love to see it. I mean, he was right there in the conversation end of last year. Got shelled in his last start.
Until they pulled the Rangers and the Astros.
Yeah, it's like, shit.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, nope, this has got to go to Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud. So hopefully, as the weather warms up, the bats warm up,
mm-hmm.
the pitching warms up, but not... these three games.
No. Nope.
Let it start on Thursday.
Yeah.
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 And then the Reds have their off day, and then it's back home three against the Angels. And then look who comes right into town. The Phillies just played them.
Bringing the Phillies back.
This is when you want to play them.
Exactly.
Early.
Yeah.
Chilly.
Get those two series out of the way. Yep. Yeah. I love to see the Phillies this early.
Be mm-hmm. done. And then you have at the Rangers, at the Padres. And then we're into May, and that's going to suck.
Are you saying it gets harder? Because it seems pretty easy so far.
Yeah. It's going to suck. Okay. You want me to bring it up? I'll bring it up. I don't want to, because this is hard.
It's painful.
Lay it on me.
Okay. Finish the series in San Diego, and then you go 3 at home against the Orioles. Off day. 3 at home against the Diamondbacks. And then, no off day. Thursday,
going out west,
plane,
baby.
Fly. Oh, West Coast trips.
Again.
Here we go.
That's 3 in a row.
Seriously.
That would be 3 road trips in a row with a West Coast team.
Then it gets brutal. At the Giants for 3. At the Diamondbacks for 3. At the Dodgers for 4.
Oof.
Off day. Back home. 3 at home against the Padres.
Oh, my God.
3 at home against the Dodgers.
Dodgers.
3 at home against the Cardinals.
Sweep.
I sweep. Sure hope so.
Sweep. End of May. Sweep.
And then off day that Thursday, then it's at the Cubs. That's when Chris and I will be out for Ranters Fest at Chicago, at the Cubs.
Mercy.
Yeah. May sucks.
Let's rack up these wins in April. Let's go.
Well, I would also prefer to face the Dodgers in May than in September.
Yeah, when they're locked.
So just get both of those series out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Get the West Coast swings out of the way, too. We know how the Reds have done on
the
West
Coast. That's the thing. There's no more West Coast baseball after May.
Right. Then you're looking East Coast, middle of the country, which is absolutely beautiful. July is pretty tight.
You know what's funny about that? Reading off those teams, they don't play a lot of Central teams until the summer. The divisional games don't come until later. And like you were saying, Matt, those are the ones that they have to win. Those are the ones that matter.
Yeah.
Baseball did that. They've been stacking it when they own sports. You know what I mean? Like, they're still competing with, like, NBA playoffs.
Fair.
And the NHL playoffs. And they did it last year. And, you know, it makes sense. It's a lot of primetime baseball. And they want to put the best games, all the rivalries. So.
You want them to gel. You want your teams to gel and be in a pretty good spot.
Yeah.
So it's like, it seems fair instead of just like what the NFL did with the Bengals to start the year, which was, hey, two divisional opponents right off the rip.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm Roger Goodell.
Yeah. And I don't know. I don't even know if baseball's doing it on purpose. It just so happens that the past 2 years, that is what has happened. And if they were doing it on purpose, I wouldn't fault them. It makes sense.
It does.
Yeah, it does make sense. Wait, hold on. Rob Manfred doing something right?
Yeah. No, that can't be right.
Be.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me. Good news on TJ Friel. He had an MRI on April 11th, showed that he still needed 7 to 10 more days of lighter activity before he ramps back up. He's out of Goodyear to continue his rehab. Another MRI will likely be done before Friel gets his chance to ramp up his activity. So it's looking like early May, maybe mid-May.
And I'll touch on this, too. And that's an injury, too. You really don't need to bring him back right away. As much as you want him, with that wrist, let him ease into batting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's going to be healthy. He's going to be stealing a lot for you. He's going to be sliding. Yeah. Just be healthy. The contact of the bat.
With the way he plays.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be just slightly longer than that. Maybe the Reds do bring him back sooner, but personally, I'd say let it marinate a little bit longer.
Let him cook.
Yep.
And also, this hurts to say, with as well as Stuart Fairchild has been playing, and the rotation that you have going in center and right, you want him back, but you're going to be able to stay afloat. And say Rake gets hurt, Herder Bees will get back soon and get on track. That's more depth. You'd rather wait, have him healthy.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Yeah.
Team leader in WAR last year. You've got to get him back healthy and hitting the ground running.
100%.
Yeah.
And guess what? Stewart has filled in phenomenally for right now.
I know.
It sucks. It's.
Are you not a baby Stew fan?
No, I'm not a big Stewart little guy. Give me the big rat, you know?
But he's such a fair child.
He is very fair-skinned, child.
Boo.
Stu's doing great. I've been impressed.
Yeah, especially against lefties. Stuart made me like $50 the other night because I said he'd have two hits.
And you're not a fan?
No.
What does he have to do for you, Billy?
Yeah. I have to keep How on this money? So he keeps playing. Well, get out of here.
How much money do you have to win to love him?
Couple grand.
Well, start putting down 50s and put your money where your mouth is. Stu,
get you.
Make it stack, dude.
I'm going to make it stack.
Stu just goes hitless against the Mariners.
I'm going to make my money stacked as tall as he is. That's when.
Well, that won't take long.
About here, I think. A little bit lower. About there, maybe.
Hey, Billy, when we're done with the podcast, give me your phone. I want to place a few bets for you.
Yeah. Oh, you need my CVV number for the back of my car?
Oh, yeah. I know it already.
Probably. Oh, great. This sucks. his rehab assignment was moved. He looks like he's coming back on 4/20.
Is it?
Yeah. Rehab assignment was moved to AAA on April 10th. Over two-thirds of an inning versus Columbus, allowed 2 earned runs and 3 hits with a strikeout, throwing 26 pitches. You don't need him. Here's another guy that you're like, why don't you, take your time too. Bless you.
Thank you.
You got this?
I don't know.
You got another one in you?
I don't know.
Come on.
I think I'm good.
Jake, you did pick the cat's favorite spot. I will say, yes.
Horrific.
You nailed it. Still no real news on Brandon Williamson. Just that he was shut down to spring training. Manager David Bell expected that Williamson would have to go back to square one on his spring training plan and build up to get through 5 innings. That likely sets his target return somewhere near the end of May.
Thanks for a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah,
such
exactly.
a non-answer.
Yeah.
What's going on? Tell me. Someone tell me what's going on. I like Brandon Williamson.
Yeah. I mean, we don't need him yet, which is nice.
Yeah. Alex Young, late May, still with a back injury. Sam Moll, back-to-back outings. He actually pitched today. One inning pitched, one walk, one K. I think that he comes back when they return from Seattle.
And I would like to get him back in the bullpen.
He's really good.
He immediately. Is. Yeah.
So many lefties.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great problem to have. So, yeah. Let's round third and head for home.
Hell yeah.
Do you guys have anything you want to plug? Great.
Yeah.
I have so much I need to plug.
Billy, why don't you take the floor?
Okay. This Friday and Saturday, you can catch me at Comedy Off Broadway. Come down and see me and Chris. We'll be opening for Tom Green. So definitely come check those shows out. Use the promo code NASTYBOYS to get 0% off.
What's that code again?
NASTYBOYS. All caps, 0% off.
Thank you.
You get nothing but to see us with the Daddy Would You Like Some Sausage guy. So there's that. And yeah, thanks to In the Clutch. Dude, Jackie Robinson Day is Monday. You might have missed the boat on getting the shirt because it'll drop. And then you'll be like, man, I forgot to get a shirt. And I'll be like, I can't get it to you in a day. Just not happening. But still, go check out a lot of it. We got a ton of new cool stuff. Promo code, all caps, Nasty Boys. You do get 10% off with that. Okay, do that. thanks to Sports Drink for hosting the audio of this podcast. We appreciate it. If you're in New Orleans, go to the coffee shop. Check it out. So, yeah, dude.
Bill, guys. It's been fun, man.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
boys.
Us.
The and, boys pod.
We get to enjoy a lovely Jackie Robinson baseball day tomorrow.
So excited.
Mariners, Reds.
Yeah. Get to watch the Reds sweep the Mariners.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, just continue that hot start, that hot start against the White Sox. Just bring it into Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be great.
Full confidence right now, baby.
Rolling.
Let's go.
We'll Will Benson it into existence. Did you hate that?
But
I gotta go.
Yeah. And we're done.
Okay. So thank you. Oh, hold on. Let me do this first. There we go. Thank you for watching and or listening. And as always, go Red Lights.